For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The White House says President Trump could support an immigration bill put forward by moderate House Republicans, a bill that would provide a path to citizenship for so-called Dreamers. After the president's earlier statement saying he opposed a moderate immigration bill, the White House walked back his remarks, saying he would sign either of the two bills that Republicans are working on. One is a hard right proposal. The other is a compromise plan drafted by the GOP's conservative and moderate wings. The moderate bill would mandate that children would not be separated from families entering the U.S. illegally. New York Cardinal Timothy Dolan tells our lawmakers to stop arguing and agree on a measure that works.
You bet we got some cold laws that need to be enforced in a very prudent, just way. We also need a good dose of the heart.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Defense Secretary James Mattis was the honored speaker in New York as he delivered the commencement address at the Merchant Marine graduation ceremony. He told the graduates the United States needs them today probably more than at any other time in history.
I would say for all of you, what we really need is, as the poet puts it, we need those who are willing to go far from the comfort and well-lit avenues of life, and you're going to do that.
President Trump's travel ban is soon to be decided by the U.S. Supreme Court as it issues decisions before the end of the month on the cases argued before it. Soon after the president tried to ban visitors and immigrants from several Muslim-majority nations, federal judges in some states began to block the travel restrictions. They said they were unconstitutional because they discriminated against Muslims. The Supreme Court will decide whether the president has the executive power to issue such an order. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Two sheriff's deputies killed in the Kansas City area during a prisoner transport are being remembered and honored by the city they served. Here's more from USA's Rick Vincent.
The second sheriff's deputy shot yesterday in Kansas City died early this morning from her wounds. Deputy Teresa King died just after midnight following Friday's shooting that left her partner, Officer Patrick Rohrer, dead. They were transporting an inmate to a court appearance when he turned on them and grabbed one of their guns. Major Kelly Bailiff is a Wyandotte County Sheriff's deputy.
These were two bright and intelligent, wonderful personalities.
The inmate is still in the hospital recovering from his gunshot wound. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
President Trump is defending himself after receiving criticism for praising North Korea's leader, Kim Jong-un. With more on the story, here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
I don't want to see a nuclear weapon destroy you and your family. I want to have a good relationship with North Korea.
Saying that because he has a good relationship now with the North Korean leader, the U.S. has a very good relationship with North Korea as well. The president saying outside the White House Friday morning,
when I came in, people thought we were probably going to war with North Korea. If we did, millions of people would have been killed.
Trump telling reporters he and the administration are pushing North Korea hard on denuclearization, quote, as fast as possible. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.